comes the sun, little darling.
It's spring in Vancouver, which means the year-round downtown Vancouver Farmers Market near Esther Short Park expands from its one-day winter schedule into a two-day weekend-long affair. The spring and summer market also hosts musicians and more vendors. Vendors range from produce sellers to food carts to artisans. If you strike up a conversation with the vendors, you may be surprised to hear how far they've traveled to be part of this market. They might even share why they choose this market over others closer to them as a place to call their weekend home.
So we have a very beautiful variety of flowers from our flower vendors. Some of our produce is starting to come out, and we are starting to see a lot more of a crowd.
Hi, this is Rachel from Fernandez Farms. We've been around since 2012. I've been farming since I've been 13 years old with my parents. They're both Hispanic. We've been trying to grow a little bit more, so we have quite a variety. So here in the next 2-3 months, we're going to start seeing more of strawberries, all the fruits that are going to start coming in, more peppers, all that fun stuff. We're only here till the last week of April, and then we start heading out to Ellensburg, which is more local for us. For local people. We're located in Sunnyside, Washington.
Yeah, hi, my name is Grace. I work at Quackenbush Farms. It's owned by Jennifer and Matt Van Way, and they've been farming for over a decade. They started at Vancouver's Farmers Market, so we're super excited to continue to be here. It's a great market, and we love coming. Actually, you're catching us at a transition point. We're taking a break for about a month so that we can prepare all the spring veggies. So we'll be back around end of April, and you can expect around then some spring carrots, which will be really sweet and tender. So that's really exciting. We'll have lots more salad mixes. One of our trademarks is our mesclun, which isn't here in the winter because they're a little bit more tender greens, but that'll be back. And then we'll also have some more of the tender roots, like your typical red radish and our Hawkeye turnips, which are a sweet salad turnip.
I'm Elisa with Moo Mallow, and I've got just different flavors of gourmet marshmallows that I handcraft myself. So I have peep ones for Easter right now, but I've got chocolate, double chocolate, toasted coconut, strawberry cheesecake, and I've got them in all different sizes. And it's just meant to bring back, childhood memories, but with maybe kind of an adult twist. It's a new business, just got started this last year, so I'm excited to be a part of the market. I'm based out of Sandy, Oregon, but like I said, I'm here pretty much every other weekend in this market.
I'm James Dunbar, the painter of colorful memories, and I do very textured, colorful work. And so most people know me by the texture and the style and all that, so it really makes them feel good. It's a happy type of thing. And we did the Portland Saturday Market for years, and we moved over here. And once we found the secret to this place, it's just incredible. Locals, this is 100% true, the locals support heavy every weekend, not one, but every weekend.
From April to October, the Downtown Farmers Market on 8th and Esther Street happens every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. From November through March, it's only on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Find out more at vancouverfarmersmarket.org. There you can also find out more about the Vancouver Farmers Market food access, small business development, and youth education programs. The East Vancouver Farmers Market will start back up again in June and will run Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Columbia Tech Center at 17701 Southeast Mill Plain Boulevard, Vancouver, Washington. And unlike the downtown market, in East Vancouver, there is ample free parking. For KXRW, I'm Stina Trecha. I'll see.